Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to another exciting episode of the 16-Bit Assassins podcast on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a short...
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, kind of a short show tonight. We're only doing like about 30 minutes. Actually, we're only doing 30 minutes. That's what I scheduled the show for, so...
So we have no choice. We can only do 30 minutes. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there really wasn't much going on this week, at least that we found. But then again, I mean, yeah, we're kind of rebuilding a 16-bit Assassin's Empire.
Well, again, I mean, most of the talk on everything was about Infinity War. So not a lot of gaming news because the nerds are out in full force on that.
I can't wait until everybody sees what Iron Man did to Snape.
Why does it always come back to Snape?
I don't know, because that's just, like, the greatest spoiler in the world. Like, just Snape kills Dumbledore, and everybody's like, oh, my God, you ruined the movie. It's like, it's been 20 fucking years since that movie came out. What are you doing?
At what point does, like, something not become a spoiler? Like...
Exactly. Unless you're, like, Tom Hanks living on the island with Wilson, you don't have a leg to stand on. Sorry. Anyway. We have a call-in number if you want to give us a call. It's 646-668-2390. And, I don't know, talk about video games with us. But like I said, tonight's going to be a quick episode. I did want to talk about the World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth alpha that I was in until I died and fell through the floor. So, yeah, like people are like, oh, you've been playing? I'm like, no. They're like, why not? I'm like, well, let me tell you. I like when you first start playing a game and you go through all the intro stuff, you get the story and everything like that, and it's fun. But it really just drives me nuts when a game crashes after you've been through all of that stuff and it doesn't let you like load your game, so you have to go back and go back through all of the intro shit again. And that's what happened to me in Azeroth. I died and proceeded to start falling through the floor. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe just a reboot. So, you know, I did all the typical level one troubleshooting stuff and log back in and continue to fall through the floor. And that happened like 3 or 4 times before I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, that can be.
Yeah, like, I don't want to have.
I don't want to say frustrating, annoying. Yeah, not so much.
I mean, let's be honest. We all know that I'm not making a new character when this comes out. That I'm just going to keep playing the same rogue I've been playing since the game released.
Well, of course.
You know, people are like, oh, you should try out a priest. I'm like, I don't care enough about people to keep them alive.
I agree.
Well, you might like a tank. Again, I don't care enough about people to protect them. Although playing the Brewmaster tank is a lot of fun.
I like being a tank just because I can just run headlong into anything. I'm not doing anything to protect anyone else. That's just my style play. If someone gets protected by it, oh, good on them. But I'm not going out of my way to do so. I just want to cause damage.
That's why I play a rogue. I just want to stab stuff repeatedly.
No kidding.
That's pretty much it. Although, like the monk tank is actually really funny because you're just like throwing kegs of beer at people, and then you like breathe fire, which I'm assuming is like you chug whatever like Pandaren hard booze there is and just light that on fire as it comes out of your mouth. I don't know, but yeah, like my intro tanking move is just to throw a barrel of beer at somebody. It's like But yeah, so that's pretty much as far as I got into the Battle of Azeroth beta or alpha. I died and fell through the floor. One thing I did notice, though, is I don't know how I'm going to feel about this expansion because they seem to have scaled back the ridiculousness level. Like, there are times when I'm actually concentrating and focusing on my rotation that I'm close to, like, 2 million DPS. And, like, really, at one point, I think I just kept playing to see how much damage I could do and how ridiculous things got. And, like, you literally are taking on Sejeres, basically, at the end of this, you know, expansion. And then to come back to, like, the more grounded battle of that for Azeroth, and it's like, I'm only doing, like, 5. Like, really? Like, how are you going to... How are you gonna do that to me, man? Just I need to hit with a Nerf bat. You hit me with a Nerf bulldozer. Jesus.
No.
I mean, honestly, I haven't been really playing that much World of Warcraft lately because I got the new God of War. And, yeah, Sony Santa Monica, y'all outdid yourselves this time. Holy crap. This game's awesome. And that's it. Moving on. No.
And that's our review.
I mean, really, like, I say that in all honesty, but initially, and Jen, you know, my initial reaction was, wait, why is he in Viking land now? Like, how do you
that's cross? That's all I want to know. I have no interest in any God of War game, but I will buy this game just to find out this information.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you cross mythological pantheon? I don't, like, in, I mean, really, like, so, wow, I had way too much caffeine today. so, yeah, Christopher Judge is the voice of Kratos, and, you know, you're basically, it's really a glorified escort mission done right. You don't have to worry about Atreus. He doesn't die. And when you start leveling him up, he's actually friggin' awesome. Because he distracts enemies for you, he'll stun them. He'll literally jump on their back and choke them with his bowstring. Because I'm sure growing up with Kratos as your father was a healthy and really was a family reaffirming environment. I'm sure it was very gentle and full of laughs and fun. And bedtime stories and teddy bears and birthday cakes and stuff, because that's Kratos is a very soft dad. He's not at all.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I think in like the several hours I've been playing the game, he's actually said Atreus' name like 3 times. For the most part, it's boy.
Yeah. Boy. I see no problem with that. I refer to my child as whatever boy. Their gender is. Boy, girl.
Read it.
Honeybee. What?
The dad from Fullmetal Alchemist. Here, puppy.
Oh, God. I don't want to laugh at that.
I know. You see memes of that, and it's just like there's still a part of your soul that's like, no, that's so wrong. And it's like the rest of your body's like, fuck it, we're laughing at it. So, yeah. The game is one big long shot. Like, there hasn't been loading screens other than, you know, when you first start the game up. And it's breathtaking. Like, it's so beautiful. I would say prettier than a Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, Horizon Zero Dawn is amazing looking. This just takes it to a whole new level. And I'm not even playing on like the pro, so I don't even have 4K HDR. I want to after playing this game, like I really want to, but I don't have that. I mean, so far the voice acting has been amazing. Without reaching spoilers, I now have a third person in my little family Exodus group that makes lively conversations even funnier. Because, like, let's face it, Kratos isn't the most compassionate human being in the world. So, like, his son's asking him stuff, and he's like, I don't know. Really angry Drax. Yeah, it's... yeah, but, Wow. Too much again.
That wasn't subtle.
No, it's not. So yeah, like Christopher Judge is the voice of Kratos, as I said. So like, as a huge Stargate SG-1 fan, not only does the game feel like a God of War game, but it also feels like a really early episode of Stargate SG-1 when you first meet Teal'c's kid, and Teal'c's just like it, I don't know. I guess you have to SG-1 really get their reference. But yeah, so far, no real explanation as to who in the Viking or the Norse pantheon owed Kratos money, so he, would show up. I mean, the game starts. You get into like a Norse god fight pretty quick in the game. You fight the stranger. I'll just keep him at that. I'll let people who are still playing the game like figure out who it is. But he's like really angry drunk that can't feel pain, which is just funny. Well, I can't just see what's going on. It's like, why do you sound Irish? You're a Viking. Shit. But you know, I mean, the world that they paint is huge. Like, you know, you expect a God of War game to just be like, I don't know, like 10, 15 hours of, you know, and just plowing through it. But like, you know, this one, I kind of thought I was getting into the meat of like the storyline. All of a sudden, the whole world just opens up and it's like, here's the Lake of the Nine and here are all the realms of Midgard you can go to. And it's like, holy shit. I thought this was God of War, not God of Skyrim. What the hell's going on here?
Oh, Jesus. Everything needs to be Skyrim. Motherfucker.
God of Witcher?
Witcher's allowed to be.
Witcher of War. Here we go. Witcher of War.
Witcher of War. Which could just be the Witcher. But okay.
Yeah, right? Kratos in a Soul Calibur game? Has he been that popular yet? I think as like a brilliant protagonist. Like, your true pinnacle when you're in a Soul Calibur game. Like the apprentice from the Force Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda. But fucking Yoda. but yeah, I mean, the game, it opens up. It's huge. There's, you know, plenty of things to explore. There's a whole crafting crafting ability, I guess we'll call it. You meet these two dwarves, and they're hilarious.
I do love to craft.
Like, one dwarf is, like, a complete germaphobe.
Oh, jeez.
And the other one, like, isn't. He's, like, the exact opposite of his brother. It's great. Like, every time I talk to these two, I'm just like, I'm sitting there, like, and they'll talk, and I'm like, Kratos, how do you let them talk to your kids like that? That's Jesus. Like, one of them literally refers to Kratos, to Atreus, as Kratos' sack seed. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what? Like, wow, that's a real informal way of greeting somebody. Hey, sperm, toss off. But yeah, I mean, you get treasure maps and like it's a huge world to explore and it does a really good job of maintaining that like repacing of always going forward in the game without making you feel like you're playing a game that's like tied to a line on the rails. You know, you find various things to increase your life, which God knows I need because I'm not very good at parrying. But yeah, so far the game's been really, really, really awesome, and it was really great seeing all the other studios whose like developers were like, all right, I don't care whatever big ass project we've been working on, I'm playing God of War right now, so y'all just need to chill. Like, and everybody using their own characters to congratulate Sony Santa Monica. Like, there was the picture of Aloy, Kratos, and Atreus that Guerrilla Games posted, congratulating them, which like everybody's like, oh my god, this needs to happen. And I was like, yeah, it's the internet. There's a fanfic out there.
Of course there is.
Just don't dig too deeply.
Be careful.
Things can get weird.
It's not weird.
No, in that kind of a situation, it potentially could be.
If there's tentacles, then it's weird.
God. Especially if they're moist tentacles.
Yeah, but moist doesn't bother anyone on this podcast.
I know it doesn't. I just like.
And I hope that the tentacles are moist. If not, then there's going to be a problem because, you know, the tentacles need to be moist. Just saying. Yeah, why would you?
You can't follow tentacles up. There's no way.
There's no. You brought it up right now, so why did you talk about the tentacles?
Slimy, moist-ass tentacles. There's nothing around that. Because like, I'm brought back to that time in college where my buddy was like, oh, you like anime? Not this, no. What are you doing? Naughty Dog posted a picture from like one of their games where Nathan's holding the glass of champagne, just looking at like, yeah, you guys rock. But it's really cool to see that, you know, like, people, you know, and there was also a video of the actual developer, like, crying, reading reviews, which is cool because, I mean, people need to remember that it's people behind these games.
Yeah, no one wants to remember that stuff.
Well, they should because people deserve praise for really good games. Like, I'm just all over Sony Santa Monica right now. but yeah, if you are on the fence or you're hesitating to go get God of War, I suggest you get off the fence and go get God of War. So Toaster gives it 5 slices of freshly toasted pumpernickel bread with butter in it. That's how good it is. But yeah, go get that game. If you have an Xbox, trade your Xbox in, get a PlayStation and go get that game. I don't care if Microsoft has backwards compatibility now, because that's all well and good, but if you can't get exclusives like God of War, then me. But on the other hand, big shout out to Xbox for the whole backwards compatibility thing. Something really cool about being able to play Knights of the Old Republic and Morrowind on my Xbox One. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. God of War and oh, and Dead Space 2. Which that's a fun return back to. But we have E3 stuff to talk about, too.
Well, do we really have E3 stuff, or we just have E3 schedule stuff?
Well, that's technically something about E3. And we're
I feel like saying we have E3 stuff kind of leads that maybe we have more E3 stuff than we're really I don't know, okay? I'm overthinking things.
Oh, no. We can generate stuff to talk about off this schedule because there's people in here that need to be made fun of.
Okay.
Starting with EA. Golden Poop Award. They go live on June 9th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, which is 2 p.m. our time. So if you really don't have anything better to do than hear the same regurgitated crap about FIFA, NFL, and all their other sports games, then make sure to tune in, because I'm sure you'll learn some important things about this year's variation of the sports ball video games.
Yes.
And we might get some Anthem.
But what do we think we'll get? Do we think we'll just see the same thing that we saw last time?
No, with the amount of attention and like, hey, look what we're working on, BioWare has been doing with Anthem, I certainly hope we get gameplay. And not just gameplay, like actual legit, we're playing this on a console, not a $15,000, gaming computer.
Oh, you're expecting a lot more than I'm expecting. Okay, wow.
Casey Hudson basically took to his blog to say, sorry, we screwed you guys over, Mass Effect fans. We don't care anymore. We're going to make a Destiny clone.
Yes.
And I understand what I just said is pretty much fighting words. Because as ambitious the idea behind Destiny, it didn't work very well. I don't know if you read on that yet. It didn't. And even though like there was the community meet and greet, which is something I really want to read up on, and we may talk about on next week's show. But yeah, I'm not really like the only reason I'd watch the EA press conference is so we could talk about it. That's it.
Yeah. I'll watch it because I watch as many press conferences as I can because there's always something that pops up either to make fun of or that genuinely grabs your interest.
Right. And I don't want to make fun of EA without actually knowing what I'm making fun of. even though EA makes it just really easy to make fun of them, period.
Yeah.
Although, big shout out to EA Big because SSX3 is backward compatible on the Xbox.
Yeah, you and SSX.
I've already started maxing out max stats.
Oh my gosh.
So following EA's regurgitation of sports games, we will have Microsoft on Sunday, June 10th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. What do you think is going to happen with Microsoft? We'll probably get a new Gears of War. Because we have to get the sequel to the recent one.
But I mean, I can't really think of any. We'll get a lot of talk about more Microsoft exclusives, which probably aren't really exclusives. A lot of indie stuff.
Yeah, because the ID at Xbox thing.
Yep. Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, like, honestly, if they're going to come out this year and do anything to try to reclaim the market space that the PlayStation has gotten, I mean, the backwards compatibility thing is awesome. Don't get me wrong. That's a real... Like, if somebody was like, well, you know, I'm not really too hard up about exclusive titles, and I'd be like, all right, by all means, go get yourself an Xbox. You know, cause that's fine, because you can play all your old stuff. But I think, you know, if you're looking for the gaming right now, I mean, look no further than Guerrilla Games with, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn and now Sony Santa Monica with the new God of War. Like, Sony has that stuff on lockdown.
Yep.
And I think Microsoft needs to really... kind of come out swinging and swinging hard. You know, you can't do this timed exclusive bullshit. Like, that's not cool. You know, that doesn't sell your console if, you know, somebody's like, oh, well, I won't get it for a couple of months. That's fine. You know, I mean, at least, I don't know. Like, I think as I used to, like, jump at getting games when they first came out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, now that I have to get up at, like, adult o'clock in the morning.
Adult o'clock in the morning.
Like, I don't have the time. Like, and, you know, especially like midnight releases anymore. Like, no. I mean, you go out, you get the game, by the thing, you get it home, and then the first thing it does is download a 32 gigabyte patch.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I'll play you at 4 o'clock in the morning. Bye-bye. You know, like, I really miss games that made me go, I'm taking the day off.
I wasn't even going to go there because I wasn't going to go there.
You know, like, honestly, like, the new God of War 2, I was just kind of like, meh. Because I really thought it was going to be, like, the other God of Wars initially when they first announced it. I was like, you know, like, that's, it was fun, but, you know, there was just stupidness in that game just to have stupidness in the game. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Really, think about it. You know, kind of like going back to the Prince of Persia, Sade lady with the, why are you walking around in lingerie on a boat in the middle of a firefight?
Why not? Don't tell me how to dress.
Hey, I'm not. And I'm saying, like, the animators involved in that scene paid loving attention to that backside. Yeah. You know, I just think it's funny. Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think that the people that did that lady's butt are the same people that do the female butts in the Old Republic. Because, man, Star Wars Hal has a booty. But yeah, no. So back to the Xbox. Really hit the ground running and really announce some titles that aren't coming to PlayStation. You know, like something. In like the Mass Effect thing where, you know, originally Mass Effect was a Xbox exclusive, you know, Gears of War. Yeah, that's fine. But man, that horse is like 90. Like, they're fun. Don't get me wrong, but that's it. You're like them and Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, I never finished Halo 5. I just, nah. Like, the first Halo was good, Halo 2 was good, and then things just started to get weird. You know, and on top of that, now that you have, like, Cortana is Microsoft's assistant, if you get pissed in Halo 5 and yell Cortana, your laptop turns on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, the problem is, too, I don't see them really pushing for exclusives, and they don't have the games anymore. You know, short of Gears of War and Halo. That's it. Your two mascots are a 7-foot tall, emotionless, armor-wearing idiot who got screwed over by an AI. And now the sarcastic, blonde-haired protagonist of the angry, scowling guy from the original games. I swear, too, if any of these... have a battle royale, I'm just gonna be done.
I'm sick of people jumping on, like, bandwagoning on different game types.
Yeah. It's just like Hollywood, you know? I mean, they're going to make what's popular. And to a point when people, like with the Battlefield 3 or Call of Duty, is it Call of Duty or Battlefield? One of the new games isn't going to have a story mode. I'm sorry, I don't
know. Oh, yeah, that's Call of Duty.
Okay. I'm not a big Call of Duty player, in case nobody noticed. But yeah, like that big, you know, people were like, well, I mean, people really don't play Call of Duty for the story. And that's true. I mean, there's a few people, like my brother does, but he also loves the zombie part of it. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Microsoft comes out with and what t-shirt Phil Spencer will be wearing that's going to fuel speculation that they're releasing this game that never comes out, Battletoads. Yeah. Bethesda would be next on June 10th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And I
where they announced Skyrim for the T1.
I'm going to just... Skyrim on your Fitbit. What?
Oh God. Skyrim iOS version. Also playable on the Apple Watch.
Give us Elder Scrolls 5.
6.
Is it 6?
Elder Scrolls 5 is Skyrim.
Oh, okay. Sorry. 6.
It's so ingrained.
And not multiplayer either. Like, it was when I was talking to a friend of mine. They were like, how come you never got into like Elder Scrolls Online? The game's amazing. I'm like, it looks cool. I'm like, but I want you to do something really quick. The next time you play, I want you to sit down and look at it and then ask yourself, why are there all these other people in my Skyrim? My buddy later got back to me and he was like, you know, when I did that, I got really mad. I was like, exactly. I don't want Skyrim to be social.
Yeah.
But I'm actually hoping that, you know, I think we'll see Doom 2. You know, I'm sure we'll see some Prey DLC, which I need to finish Prey because that game's a lot of fun. And yeah, I hope we get a new Elder Scrolls. Or maybe they'll start doing what they're doing with Skyrim with Fallout 4. Fallout 4 and your calculator. I mean, Sims, Fallout style.
Oh, God.
Okay. That was the whole reason she got into Fallout 4 in the first place, is because she saw that I could build, like, sanctuary villages. And then... she went so deep that she started doing like all the companion quests and stuff. And she was like, hey, how do you do this? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't do that. She's like, what do you mean you didn't do that? Am I better than you at a video game? I'm like, no, I just used the dog the whole time. Like, what? Dog meat. It was kind of cool. And ammo digger. And closing up the show tonight and closing up the E3 press conference list will be Ubisoft, taking place on Monday, June 11th.
Well, we get the newest Just Dance.
Yay. I don't know. I'd like to see maybe them expand a little bit on Assassin's Creed, the new one, because that's really good. If you haven't gotten that, go get it. And this is apparently judging how much we could ramble on with just a few topics. But you know what? It's good to do a short show every once in a while. So definitely thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, the 16-Bit Assassins podcast. Like us on the Twitters at 16-Bit Assassins. And listen to us live next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Give us a call. Talk to us about the Vigia games. Until then, I hope everybody has a great week, and thanks for tuning in.
Bye.